Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout Metric. My name is Myra, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all those tuning in this no-nonsense podcast about traveling smartly. Each episode will exclusively delve into destinations, off-peak locations, places to experience, hidden gems, travel news, wandering people, and how to travel sustainably. Come, let's mark and embark to make more memories work around the town.
Before we begin this episode, we'd like to take a minute to talk about Scout My Trip. That's us, in case you are wondering. For the first time in the world, we've introduced travel planning subscriptions starting at just ₹1,999. That's less than $30 for 6 months and goes up to an entire year of stress-free travel planning by local travel experts called Scouts. They are currently available in India, Nepal, and Bhutan, and soon expanding to Southeast Asia and Europe. Scouts are your travel mavens who know a place inside out and can curate that perfect journey depending upon your dates, budget, and interests. It does not end with planning alone. They are in touch with you via a mobile app for the entire journey, and this does not require you to meet them or take care of their expenses. Scout My Trip was recently awarded the National Entrepreneurship Award by the Government of India for supporting sustainable travel and empowering scouts. So every paid subscription goes a long way in supporting them and their families. We have something special for all our listeners. To know more about it, stick around till the end of the episode. And without further ado, the episode.
Today, we're going to be talking about 5 places you can travel to during the upcoming long weekends in India. Long weekends are a great way to include more travel in your life. By judiciously using office leaves in combination with government holidays, you can enjoy a lot of trips over the course of the year. There are long weekends in India in February as well as in March, so you might just be able to include 2 trips if you plan well. Long weekends have a way of rejuvenating our mind, body, and soul. Come back feeling refreshed, and the vacation high and lovely memories will carry you through when work starts again. With long weekends, you can travel a bit further from your city of residence, as you have more time to spare and can afford to travel a slightly longer distance. To know more about the long weekends in India, check out our 2020 long weekend calendar. We'll link it in the show notes below. In fact, you can use this calendar to plan out your trips for the year in advance for great deals on hotels and travel. First, Daman. A small yet beautiful city in the Union Territory of Daman and Diu, this is a great destination for travelers from Maharashtra and Gujarat. There are so many resorts in Daman dotting the coast, giving you beautiful views. This destination has so many things to do that it'll appeal to every kind of traveler. They have beaches, heritage sites, shops, markets, water parks, historical architecture, forts, monasteries, temples, and so much more. You should definitely add Daman to your list of places to visit during long weekends in India. Second, Goa. A classic trip to a place that we think pretty much everyone has visited at least once. Irrespective of whether you haven't yet or if you've been there many times before, Goa is a great destination. Wonderful beaches, shacks, heritage sites, water sports, organic farms, and fun nightlife ensure that Goa is always on the list. With the weather so pleasant, Goa is definitely one of the places to visit in February or March. You can travel by train, bus, or even make a wonderful road trip out of it. Goa has something for everyone, so no wonder people keep going back there multiple times. Third, Udaipur. A city with royal history, Udaipur is well known for its palaces, forts, and lakes. If you're an architecture fan or a history buff, Udaipur is a great place to visit during long weekends in India. If you're thinking of places to visit in Feb and March, Udaipur is highly recommended for a change of scene, colder weather, and fresh air. In addition to sightseeing, you can also pick up a lot of souvenirs from the markets there. The locals sell a lot of handmade items as well, so you'll surely find unique gifts to take back for family and friends. Fourth, Pondicherry. A serene coastal town near Tamil Nadu, Pondicherry is also Union Territory like Daman. Pondicherry is a famous destination that many people do want to visit. It has a variety of attractions for different kinds of people. There's the Auroville Ashram for the spiritually inclined, the French Quarter for Francophiles, beautiful heritage structures for history enthusiasts, and beaches for all the water babies. Even with all this, Pondicherry retains a certain old-world charm that appeals to young and old alike, rejuvenating body and soul. Pondicherry is a place worth visiting, not just during long weekends in India, but even for longer or multiple trips. Fifth, Kodaikanal. Popularly known as the Princess of Hills, this is a wonderful option for a long weekend. If you prefer hill stations to beaches and prefer colder weather, this is the perfect spot for you. If you go in Jan or Feb and you're lucky, you might just see snow. The name Kodaikanal means the gift of the forest in Tamil. With such labels, is it any wonder that Kodaikanal is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the country? Indeed, it attracts visitors all year round, from India as well as abroad. Lakes, valleys, mist-covered peaks and waterfalls are just a few of the natural wonders here. It's also great for a road trip, and if you're feeling adventurous, you can hike or trek through the many trails scattered throughout. And don't forget to bring back handcrafted souvenirs and woven fabrics for people back home. We hope we've given you some ideas for places to visit in Feb and March. Have you visited these places before, or do you have any other favorites from the list? Or do you have any recommendations for us that you feel should be included in the list? We'd love to know. Do share it with us in the comments below. Well, folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. If you like this podcast, do share, rate, and subscribe to us. If you haven't already, on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your daily dose of podcasts. Your rating of our podcast will help us go a long way. Until next time, may the force be with you.
Thanks again for sticking around till the end. Check out scoutmytrip.com to see all our subscription plans and use the promo code PODCAST for a 20% off across all plans.